From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Iraq's National Assembly has voted to extend its deadline to draft a constitution by 1 week. Parliament Speaker Hashim al-Hassani announced the delay after a session that went late into the Baghdad night. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now from Baghdad. Philip, this came right down to the wire.
Yes, that's right. It really was down to the wire. And it was quite a scene. I mean, the members of the National Assembly, after a day of to-ing and fro-ing and all sorts of rumours flying around, filed into their chamber in Baghdad's green zone. The scene itself reflected the differences which have been so prominent in the last few weeks. There were Shiite clerics in black robes and turbans mingling with women wearing the full black abaya from top to toe, and yet also secular men in ties and Western-style business suits. But the mood seemed downbeat from the start, which had suggested that they'd failed to reach an agreement despite these weeks of talks and towards the end of that process, some very, very intensive negotiations. Incidentally, in a remarkably overt display of the United States' prominent role in this bargaining process, the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad, came into the chamber. He shook hands with people and smiled and sat down next to the president, the veteran Kurdish leader Jalal Talabani.
What are the main sticking points?
It's very hard to be precise about this because Iraqi politicians have just given so many contradictory accounts in recent days, and especially today. It looks as if the Kurds' desire for self-determination might have become an issue in the final hours which snagged this process. One report says that they were seeking for a constitutional clause in which they would have 8 years within Iraq and then the right to secede. We also know, of course, that Sunni Arabs are extremely unhappy about establishing Iraq as a federation because of their concerns that the Shia of the south would become a federal region and thus enjoy the same autonomy as the Kurds. There have been debates also about the extent to which Islam is the basis of law. The religious Shia want Sharia law to be defined as the main basis of legislation. The Kurds and the secular Shia and the Sunnis alike are unhappy about that. And in a sort of related issue, there have been disagreements about enshrining women's rights in the Constitution.
And this agreement now to extend the deadline by 1 week, under the current governing framework, can the Iraqi National Assembly just change the rules like this?
Yeah, under the transitional laws, which were drawn up by the U.S. in conjunction with Iraq's political blocs, the Constitution had to be presented to the National Assembly by today. If not, the Parliament would be dissolved and then there'll be new elections. And unsurprisingly, rather than see themselves go out of existence, the Assembly chose to change the laws which govern that timetable by seeking a week's extension. The vote happened pretty quickly. There was a show of hands, and it appeared to be pretty overwhelming. It needed, under the law, a three-quarters majority, and it easily got that.
And so,
it's likely that... Sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, Philip, because we don't have much time, are they right back at the negotiating table now that they have this new deadline?
Oh, absolutely. Now the negotiating is going to continue. It's going to be intensive. There are bound to be those, of course, who will wonder what difference a week can make when the people writing this constitution couldn't agree after so many days of trying. That's a view I expect we'll see from some Iraqis on the street. It's difficult for us journalists to get an idea of what exactly they're thinking because of the dangers of going out there and asking them. But there is a palpable sense, at least in Baghdad, that people are getting fed up. They want a working government. They want a government that will tackle their concerns, security, electrical power, gasoline supplies, unemployment, and of course rising sectarian violence.
Thank you, Philip.
You're welcome.
NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from Baghdad.